And now this is a dictation for Martin Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, February 2865, addresses a letter to C. Saginaw, VA. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, a follow-up for Mr. Larson, who has progressive renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, hypertension, last visit a month ago, chronic dyspnea, follows cardiology at the VA, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction, has a pituitary tumor, just started on medication, carvergoline, is a C-A-B as in boy, E-R-G-O-L-I-N-E, chronic headaches, chronic blurred vision, but not double vision, frequent nausea, but no vomiting, sometimes dry hips, constipation or bleeding, incontinent of urine, no cloudiness or blood, a stable edema, a stable dyspnea, arrhythmia or activity, no pyrolytic material hemoptysis, inhalers as needed, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, no chest pain palpitation syncope, does have unsteady weight, unsteady gait, G-A-I-T, but no falling episode, denies pruritus. There is also diabetic retinopathy. They are going to restart bilateral eye injections. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Short long-acting insulin. Albuterol inhaler as needed. Blood pressure. Hydralazine. Nitrates. Beta blockers. Demadex. Today, blood pressure 160/76 left-sided. He is large, tall, obese person, 333, 74 inches tall. Evidence of tachypnea on activity and at rest. Oxygenation, however, is normal. Able to speak in full sentences. Lungs are distant clear. No arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, ascites. I don't see much of edema. Tongue unsteady walk, but no focal motor deficit. Normal eye movements, no nystagmus. No facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, March, anemia 11.8, a normal white blood cell platelets, a low sodium 131, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, creatinine at 3 for a GFR of 23, stage 4, present calcium, albumin normal, phosphorus elevated 5.3. The most recent echo from December 2022, normal ejection fraction 55%, grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, reduced right ventricular systolic function, bicuspid aortic valve with no stenosis, severe mitral calcification. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, progressive over time, multifactorial, including hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, cardiorenal syndrome. Blood testing on a regular basis, dialysis when symptoms develop or severe volume overload, encourage him to proceed with an AV fistula, participate on the SMART class to learn more about dialysis options from choosing not to dialyze, in-home dialysis to in-center dialysis. Next number, biventricular heart failure. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy. Next number, bicuspid aortic valve without stenosis. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, angiomyolipoma right kidney, which is benign. Next number, hypertension remains systolic elevated despite pressing medications. Continue to follow. He also follows with cardiology at VA. Chemistry is on a regular basis. There has been no need for EPO treatment. No evidence of external bleeding. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Might need to start phosphorus binders. Further advice with monthly results. Come back on the next 2-3 months. Or should discuss at length end of dictation.